Welcome, sweetie. I am Miss Lilith, and you are just waking up from a nice and relaxing dream. The sort of dream which will stay with you all day and all night, allowing you to feel unburdened and tension-free. Your mind finding only the best of any situation. Your body feeling the best it's ever had. And as the fog begins to clear from your mind, and the cogs and gears of your intellect begin to accelerate, you notice that there is something missing. A heat. A presence, a body. You're all alone under the covers, lonesome in a bed that should be home to two warm bodies, flesh against flesh, heartbeat against heartbeat. So you open your eyes to the soft shades of dawn, stretch, carefully make your way off the bed. Your desire to find your bedmate, your partner, pulls you along out of the bedroom and into the hallway. You take soft, quiet steps on your bare feet as you descend the stairs, looking for me. Where will you find me, you wonder? Where will I be? Where will I be this early in the day, before even the sunrise, before the world begins to wake? All the way downstairs, at the end of the hallway, you notice a light coming from the living room. Perhaps the only light in the house at this hour. You walk closer, still so very carefully, so very quietly. You don't really know why you're sneaking, but it just seems appropriate given the circumstances. You reach the entrance and slow down as soft sounds begin to reach your ear. Someone faintly moaning, breathing harder and harder. And as you finally reach the archway leading into the living room, you peek around the corner and see me. Me sprawled out on the couch, my legs wide apart, my satin robe open, my hand between my legs, my eyes closed, but my mouth open as I let loose soft, quiet moans and sounds of suppressed ecstasy. You watch as I touch myself. Your eyes roam across my body, my skin, my visible nipples, and my wet, hot pussy as I rub and stroke and pleasure myself. As I speed up, my body writhing in pleasure, my muscles tensing and releasing, My breathing coming in harder. You can't help but stare as I get wetter. As my fingers glide across my clit and inside my pussy. You stare, transfixed, growing hornier and hornier. Wanting to crawl over and help me. Wanting to lick me. To make me come. To give me pleasure. Wanting so very much to touch yourself as you watch. Yes. I touch. Faster,
moaning
again.
A bit louder, breathing a bit quicker, getting closer and closer to orgasm, closer to coming,
and you want to be a part of it so very much, but all you can do is stare. Eyes on me and my pleasure, on my pussy and my hand, my heaving chest and my hard, erect nipples. Getting closer and closer now, stroking faster, rubbing and touching and moaning and breathing. And you watch as I come. Control movements, enjoying the expression of pure bliss on my face, enjoying the way my juices flow down onto my hand and the couch and my thighs. You want to taste so very much. You want to be with me here. Between my legs. You look up and find me looking at you, a smile on my face. You've been caught, baby. But I'm not upset. Oh no, no. I want you here. I want you to clean me up. I raise my hand and with my wet finger, gesture you over. You don't hesitate. You walk quickly to me and drop to your knees on the soft, lushy carpet. So well behaved, baby. So well conditioned. Such a good girl for me. Now, clean mommy up. I move the hand covered in my own juices closer to you, and you open your mouth and suck on my fingers, cleaning all the juices off of them. Baby, so sweet, so perfect. I spread my legs wider apart, take my hand back, and allow you to do what you desire and what I need from you, which is your head between my thighs and your mouth on my still wet
pussy. You being so obedient and so horny, do so quickly, moving your mouth closer and running your tongue along my pussy. My sensitive clit, tasting my juices, tasting me. You're doing so well, baby. Cleaning me all up, licking up all of mummy's juices. Such a cute little thing you are. Now, come up and give mummy a kiss. You straighten and lean in, and our lips meet in a soft, warm explosion of pleasure and joy and perfection. I can taste myself on you, baby. We blend together as if fate had a hand in our joining, as if it were always meant to be. Now, since we're both up so early, maybe you'd like mummy to take care of you. Maybe you'd like a taste of a different kind. Milkier kind. Been a while, hasn't it? Yes, it has. I do so miss feeling your mouth on my tits, sucking at my nipples. So come closer. Lend me your mouth. Join me on the couch and lay on my thigh. On my lap. From here, your vision consists mostly of my full, milky tits and my smiling face. As you focus on a nipple, you can already see it begin to drip with my milk. You want it so very much, don't you? Baby, say yes, mummy. It's so very easy to say yes, mummy. It feels so very good to say
yes, mummy.
It feels so very good to say those words.
Yes, mummy.
Makes you feel all gooey and melty and horny. Makes you throb with arousal.
Yes, mummy.
As waves of pleasure cascade over the layers of your mind.
Yes, mummy.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, mummy.
Such a good girl for mummy. Every time I ask you a question, no matter what it is, I'd like you to answer with a yes, mummy. And when you do, you'll feel that pleasure deep inside you grow in intensity as you grow hornier and more desperate for my milk.
Yes, mummy.
And more desperate to come. Remember, baby, it's always just yes, mummy. Easy and effortless and all but automatic.
Yes, mummy.
I bend down a little, and my left nipple comes within reach of your lips. You can't hold back anymore and capture me in your mouth. Your tongue flicking my nipple as you begin to suck. The taste of creamy milk already filling your senses. your mind, your thoughts fading out of awareness as the world becomes so very small, made up only of the pleasure you're feeling now and the pleasure that will soon take you whole. But for now, just suck and squeeze and savor the taste of my milk in your mouth, the feel of my breasts in your hands, the sensation of my nipple against your tongue.
Baby,
getting more blank for me, emptier.
And you want to be empty for mummy,
don't you?
Yes, empty mummy.
And obedient.
Yes, mummy.
Such a good girl. As my milk flows down your throat, I reach over, snake my hand inside your panties, and slide my fingers inside your pussy. So wet for mummy, aren't you, my girl? Mommy. You're doing so well, being so perfect for me. You love mummy's tits, don't you?
Yes, mummy.
You wish you could stay here forever, sucking on them, feeding from them.
Yes, mummy.
Such a good girl for mummy. Aren't you, mummy? Switch nipples, baby, as my hand strokes you faster, as my fingers brush against your clit, and you grow wetter, hotter, hornier. You want to come so badly already, and we've just begun. Such a horny girl for me, such a horny girl for mummy. Desperate for my touch and my milk and my breath. The more you drink from me, the better you feel. The more relaxed, happy, and aroused. The trifecta of paradise. I speed up and you get just a bit closer to coming. You moan, the sound muffled against my breast. You grab at my boobs, trying to squeeze more milk out, trying to drop deeper into pleasure, into arousal. You're doing so well, baby, and I reward you by quickening the pace of my fingers inside you, speeding up once more. Faster and faster as you grow wetter, as you get more desperate for my milk, for mummy's attention, for mummy's touch. Does mummy's hand on your pussy feel good and perfect, baby?
Yes, mummy.
Such a good girl.
Such a good girl.
You want to come for me, don't you?
Yes, mummy.
Yes, mummy. That's right, baby. Get closer for me as I speed up, as my hand moves faster. Keep sucking. Keep feeding on mummy's breasts. You're making me so horny again. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't stop. And I won't either. My hand in your panties speeds up once more. I curl my fingers, feeling you throb for mummy,
for me.
Feeling you tense and relax, getting closer and closer to that edge. Wanting so very much to come for me, to come for mummy. You want that very much, don't you, baby?
Yes, mummy.
Such a good girl. Now, I want you to do something for me. You're going to be coming soon. Very, very soon. But to do so, I need you to chant for me. I need you to repeat, "I'm such a good girl for mummy," as I touch you faster, harder, as you get more and more horny with each repetition, each word. "I'm such a good girl for mummy," wanting to come more and more and more, feeling my milk in your mouth, sliding down your throat, warming you up from the inside
out.
"I'm
such a good girl for mummy,"
making you feel all nice and foggy and empty. Start now, baby.
"I'm such a good girl,
for mummy.
I'm such a good girl,
for mummy. Chant for mummy, for me, and get closer to orgasm, closer to the climax. My hands on you, my tit in your mouth, my milk inside you, our pleasures joined and bonded. Repeat,
"I'm such a good girl for mummy,"
and get right to that edge for me, right on the edge of ultimate pleasure, ultimate orgasm. Stay here in this place for just a moment for me, baby. Be my good girl and stay on the edge.
"I'm such a good girl for mummy."
Feel your pleasure intensify. Feel yourself on the very cusp of climax. And charm.
"I'm such a good girl for mummy."
You've been so very good for me, baby. So obedient. So responsive, and you deserve a reward. And that reward is an orgasm by mummy's hand. Chant for me.
"I'm such a good girl, for mummy.
And delve deeper into your own pleasure. Drift deeper into the way your body feels.
"I'm such a good girl for
the way your mind now behaves as you listen to my voice and as I touch you faster. Let go and let mummy in. Let me give you the pleasure you deserve.
"I'm such a good girl for mummy."
And feel better each time.
"I'm such a good girl for mummy."
And submit to mummy's attention. You're doing so well, baby. Beyond perfect. And as I stroke you faster and faster, you lose sight of everything but pure pleasure.
"I'm such a good girl for mummy."
And my hand on you, my nipple in your mouth.
"I'm such a good girl for mummy."
And come for me, come for mummy, my good obedient girl.
"I'm such a good girl for mummy."
Over the edge, into bliss, into euphoria. Come with my nipple in your mouth, my milk running down your throat. Come for mummy and explode in joy beyond understanding. Savor the moment of climax. Savor your thoughts and sensations. And savor the sound of my voice in your ears, sweetness. "Such a good girl, aren't you?"
Yes, mummy.
So perfect. So responsive. My sweet girl, just enjoy us now. here. Rest your head fully on my lap, baby, and close your eyes as I embrace you. Embrace your mind, rest and sleep, and let go of the world. Just let mommy take care of you now. Till next time, sweetie.